Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
All right, so listen, the Dallas podcast, first of all, I already checked ticket sales. Yes. All right, we literally got like 100 tickets left.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So we about to sell this bitch out. But Now it got better because I got my homegirl, Cynthia Lucier. She is going to be on the podcast on Wednesday, August 28th, live at the Arlington Improv. Mm-hmm. Are you excited about this?
Yes, I'm going to listen to angry music all day just so I can argue with you.
Wow, okay. Yeah. That's not what I want in Dallas, but that's okay. No, I'm playing. Listen, Dallas, make sure you... Listen, the show is at the Arlington Improv. I get it. It's not technically Dallas. It's Arlington, but the Cowboys play in Arlington.
Right.
They don't play in Dallas, but they're still called the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. So we're going to be called, Dallas Clint Show.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, live podcast, August 28th.
Yes.
You can get tickets. You can either, if I put this on my story, swipe up or click the link in my bio, whatever you need to do. Again, Dallas, Wednesday, August 28th, live at the Arlington Improv. Advice from a Fuckboy live podcast.
Yeah.
Now with Cynthia Luciette, who's going to listen to... What kind of angry music are you going to listen to?
I'm
going to
listen to some old school Jay-Z, you know what I mean?
Old school Jay-Z is angry?
Yeah. Well, like Big Pimpin' and stuff, I want to feel empowered that day. So like everything you could say, I could just have in my mentality to be like, nah, hell
so
nah,
Big Pimpin' empowers you?
It really does, no matter what mood I'm in.
I like Pimp C verse, though. That empowers me.
Yeah, that's just
good. I
like to be like, just wait till I get your bitch naked. I'm like, ooh.
Okay. All right.
I'm glad it hurts.
Dallas will be there August.
Dallas, Fort Worth, Arlington, Duncanville.
Oh, I don't know all that. Richardson.
All of them. Yeah.
Yeah, see, I know that. All right, say no more. All right, we'll see you there. Peace. Fellas, if you want to step up your beard game and stop walking around with a patchy, dry-ass beard, there's nothing more unattractive to a woman than a guy who's walking around here with a dry, unmoisturized, patchy-ass beard. And especially if it don't connect. Women don't get wet if your beard don't connect. With that being said, I recommend you try Noir Classic. Black-owned and a major key in beard growth. Let me tell y'all something. I use Noir Classic, and it has everything you need as a black man for your beard. I want you to do me a favor. Order today at www.noirclassic.com and get your beard right. And also, I need you to follow them on Instagram at Noir Classic and like their Facebook page today. Here's what you need, all right? Noir Classic, if you click the details in this, you will be able to follow them and you will be able to purchase stuff online. Again, that's Noir Classic. Fellas, get your fucking beard together. Now, let's get into the podcast.
You want to keep it real, you know the deal. Keep you up on game, it won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. Say what's his name, Clint Cole.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned into a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, aka the Girls Dem Sugar, aka the People's Champ. That's my new thing now. I'm now the People's Champ. I put on Instagram a week ago, yo. Because a guy came to me in Houston, and he was like, yo, Clint, you the people's champ. And I was like, really? I'm the people's champ? He's like, because you say things that we want to say, but we can't say. You the people's champ. Because in Chance the Rapper said, the people's champ must be everything the people can't be. So now I vote. So I put online, I'm like, yo, vote. It's on my story. 76% said I'm the people's champ. 24% of you fucking haters said I wasn't the people's champ. And it wasn't like, it was like 300 people that said I was the people's champ.
Okay.
So I'm really the people's champ now.
Yeah.
So we're going to give me a championship belt. and I'm gonna walk around.
Oh no, don't do that.
No championship belt.
No, don't do that. Just say it.
Just say it. Just keep saying it.
Just say it.
Okay. All right.
You can maybe put on a shirt and the people's just for
champ.
You.
Yeah.
Know
okay.
What I mean?
All right. Well, I'm the people's champ.
I'll get that for you if you just don't get the belt. I was dead ass. I'll get you a hoodie. Well, you want a hoodie or a shirt?
I want a shirt that
okay,
says the people's champ.
I'm gonna get you a shirt, but you cannot get a belt.
All right. But people said people said okay.
I feel
no,
it.
No, I can't shake okay. when I get the belt.
All right.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, for those of y'all that don't know who's talking in the background. Finally, I got her on the podcast. She always talking shit about men. I gotta have her on. You do, but not bad shit.
No,
it's like you know you're like the female version of me.
I guess,
and I respect
so
that.
So you feel like you always talking shit about women?
I do.
That's what you're saying?
I do.
I'm glad you feel that way because I feel that way too.
I do. All right, give it up for Cynthia, y'all. Give it
hey.
Up for Cynthia. It's Luciette, right?
It is
Cynthia Luciette.
What are the camera angles? I'm curious.
Okay, so the top one is me.
Okay,
and then the bottom one is us.
Got you. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm feeling it.
So when you talk, you know, if you want to tell women a
Boom.
Story,
okay.
talking to. So I always go into care. I always talk about how we met on the podcast first before mm-hmm. getting to any bullshit. How did we meet? Do you remember how we met?
I do, but I just want to say first, I know this is gonna be a good conversation because when you were sitting here, you was like, "Somebody called me the people's champ."
Yeah,
I was really about to go in on you, like, so it only take one person to say. You was like, so then I took a survey. I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be a good conversation," like, you know,
because like one person can't say you the people's champ.
Don't let that
the
right.
people got to say you the people's
right.
champ. So they told me I was the people's champ.
70. I was in the 24%. You feel me?
Well, that's cool.
But people who was like, "No, you not," but then when you was like. Boom, I took the survey. I was like, damn, it's going to be good. Okay, so how did we meet? I think we met, the first time I remember meeting you was at All Def Digital.
Yep. Yeah.
And you was just talking so much shit, and I was just trying to work, and I was just like, who is this person talking shit?
Who brought me over to the All Def Digital? This was when they was in Culver City.
Yeah.
And what's her name? What's that girl name? Ashley.
Ashley Plank.
Yeah, she brought me over. She brought me mm-hmm. over. She was like, yo, just hang out and see what happens. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? And little did I know I would be, you know, later on doing skits and being taken advantage of, but
oh.
yeah, I said it. Yeah, I Ooh. Said it. I said it. I definitely said it.
I'm a parallel park on that yeah. one.
No, but I'm not gonna, this is the advice for, I'm not gonna get in it, but like, yeah. so the fuckboy shit started with the videos, you know, mm-hmm. If men told the truth.
And, oh, okay.
And I felt
okay.
like I was getting pimped, though.
Why?
Because I wasn't getting paid like what I should have been getting paid.
And you didn't own any of the videos.
I didn't own shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, see, when I worked with them, I was more on like a salary thing.
And which was better.
And they took care of me like a couple of different times.
Yeah.
Russell looked out for me.
Yeah, Russell didn't look out for me.
Shit, so. But I was there more as like a full-time
You was,
but
yeah.
But
no,
where
you
I
was.
Started to kind of feel like, all right, this is too much, is when I was doing the drop,
yeah.
posting, then yeah. writing and doing sketches.
Yeah.
And doing extra meetings. I was like, oh, I'm not just doing the hosting the show anymore. Now
right,
I'm that, responsible for more.
Right, right, right.
You know, but it's a startup
I
company.
I always loved your content.
Thank you.
I thought that there was one sketch you and Jay Snow did that I thought was fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm. It's the one where you didn't know what you wanted to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to me, I thought that shit was brilliant. You know what I'm saying? You wrote that?
Lucky Land Slots, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
He wrote it. I mean, but it was more improv.
Yeah.
And I gave a couple lines at the end. But then after that one, that's when I really started writing.
Right. You're a great writer, too, by the way,
Cynthia. Thank you. The first one, I think it was the car wash one.
Nah, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I always talk about how we know each other. All right, so that's the boring shit. Let's get that out the way. All right, let's talk.
Wait, do you remember meeting me?
Yeah, I remember. Well, I mean, I don't remember the exact day.
What was your first impression of me, general impression?
You don't want to know that. Yeah,
yes, I do.
No, I was like, yo, I thought she was fine. I was like, who's that? Then, like, I heard you were spoken for, so I was like, all right, let me, you know, I ain't going to say nothing. Uh-huh. You got thick, too, by the way. I want to throw that out there, man. Cynthia's got very thick, yo. I don't, and it's like a good thick. Like, because, like, when I met you, how old are you now?
I'm 26 now.
All right, so when I met you, was like 22?
Yeah, you know, maybe 21.
Yeah, and I don't like young chicks.
Right, no, somebody said, you becoming a woman. I was like, I feel it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when you get, because you start getting grown woman weight.
You go through phases.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
Grown woman weight.
Yeah, like, now I'm managing it. Like, you know what I mean? Right. I done got it, now I gotta...
Well, it's not like, so the thing is, I realize grown women weight, like, is like the weight where, you know, right after college-ish, you know what I'm saying? Like, you start eating better, you know what I mean? Niggas start hitting it from the back better, so your ass is getting fatter.
And, you know, I didn't start having sex till I was 21.
Really?
So when you met me, I was probably like 8 months in the game, you know what I mean?
Now you've been fucking for 5 years.
Right, and I
you got see, experience.
Like, I swear it was like... 21 may have been like 2 years too late because I was like, I had all these little bumps on my face.
Yeah.
And I had no hips at all. And then once you start doing that, it's like, it is very natural for your body. All these
extra hormones.
How
do you feel about your grown woman weight?
I feel very good about it.
Yeah.
Mostly, you know, when I'm dancing and shit, that's when I like it the most.
Right. Okay.
I'm not fucking right now. I'm celibate, so I'm not.
You're celibate?
Yeah, I'm not using it for that.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. Why?
I'm 5 months into it.
How's it been going? Why are you selling? What the fuck are you doing, yo? You a waste of pussy, yo.
I don't feel like I am.
That's a waste of pussy.
I don't feel like I am. You know that it was that lyric that one song too. It was like, you got all this good pussy, nobody to give it to. It's like, it's a shame.
You don't have any. You don't have anybody to give it to.
No, because it's like when it's like I get close to, you know, it's like the plank. Like when you walk out the pirate ship, you get to jump into the ocean. It's like I get close to doing it, but I'm just like, nah. I don't want to be distracted right now.
Dick distracts you.
Yeah.
How distracting is dick? On a scale of 1 to 10, how distracting? Like, how distracting is pussy, Rich? Pussy don't distract me. It don't distract me. I can. And then I'm right back to working.
Like, right. Right.
And I go right back to working. You clearly is. Well, because you're not doing this. You're doing this. So you. And then you're like, I want to. I hold you, and I want you to hold me. You're that guy or that girl?
Yeah, or I mean, guys be wanting to cuddle too.
No, I cuddle. No. But what I'm saying is, I'll cuddle, and then I'm gonna go to work. Like,
right. But was pussy ever distracting to you at a point in your life?
That's a good question.
Like around your college days?
Nah, cause I was running through them at college.
So you started earlier.
I started fucking at 15.
Right.
You're talking
so you
to a nigga who's been fucking.
Timeline of it.
You've been talking to a nigga who's been fucking for 17 years now.
Right.
I got a lot. I lost my. Well, no, it wasn't that long. I lost my virginity right before my 6th. It was January 6, 2003. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, Danielle. Appreciate you.
Does she want her name out there?
Just how many Danielles in the world are there?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, but I'm not gonna say her last because she's married now. So I'm not.
Okay, now we playing guess who giving out all these facts.
Well, I'm
Move
not gonna
on.
Do that to her because I don't want her. I don't want her husband to see, or
you
her children.
Like, you know,
because
she live on 85 Park Row, and it's like, wait.
No, but we had sex. The first time we had sex was in her grandparents' crib at 24th and Somerset in Philly.
Sweet.
And she began my career.
Right. Real hood love, grandma bed.
And what's dope is we're still friends to this day. Mm-hmm. And we fucked then, and then, like, I didn't have good dick at 15. I mean, come on. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But then we fucked at 23. It's a whole different story.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, appreciate you for letting me redeem myself, Danielle.
That's dope.
You know what I mean? Like,
so, I feel like, okay, let's say even if it's over a decade. You know what I mean? I have, 5 years? So, in those 5 years, and in the endeavors that I've been through...
Yeah, your dick
endeavors. It has been, you know what I mean? The whole digmatizing, it has been distracting. It's been a lot. Like, I had to figure out that just because you have sex with a guy and he cuddles with you the whole night,
right?
That does not mean shit.
That's me.
But I had to learn that, though.
Yeah, and it's okay. You're 26.
Right. So then
wait till you turn 30. You're going to be lit at 30.
I mean, by 30, I hope to be pretty settled down. I don't know how much I believe in the idea of marriage. I might just take a ring, no paperwork, and just be like,
I'm not trying to get married at all, I realized.
You don't want to? What made you feel?
I don't know. There's days I want to... Listen, you know when I want to get married? When I come... Today. I wanted to get married this morning. I walked in the... I came in my house. Mm-hmm. And you know what was here? Hmm. nothing. Like.
And you like that?
I didn't like that.
Oh, okay.
So if I was married and I come home, like, there's nothing better than your lady picking you up from the airport after a long road trip.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Because yeah. I was going to act out for you. Would you prefer silence? Or would you prefer coming in and being like, you say you was going to take an Uber home, but you da 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 dee dee.
Right.
Which one would you prefer?
Like, do I rather come home to silence or rather come home to a chick like nagging me?
Right. Or arguing with you over something that, and it may have even been your fault. Let's not even just say, because I'm like nagging.
Yeah, but you arguing with me. Like, you start an argument. Yeah, but I did it though.
Right. And maybe it was even your fault.
I'd rather come home to a, yo, low key, I like dysfunction a little bit.
Okay.
Like, I like, because, like, to me, like, it makes me feel like you give a shit. Right. Like, I want to come in the door. Clint, where the fuck have you? You said you was coming home. Like,
right.
But it's something. I don't like coming home to nothing.
I feel it, and I'm the same way, but niggas do not be feeling that way. They be like, why are you arguing with me? I don't know how to calm you down.
What do you mean calm you down? Like, you're talking like you're yelling and screaming. Like, I don't want to come
home. Nah, I don't even like yelling and screaming.
Oh, bless me. Amen.
Bless Thanks. You. And amen. No, I mean, I don't like yelling and screaming. I don't like doing that. I like talking calmly, but what I say may be very sharp.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with you that. Know? I'm cool with a but sharp. Like, I'm cool. Because you know what's crazy? You know what the big myth is? Mm-hmm. That black women, all black women cuss you out. Like, how the fuck you going? Mm-mm. And no, black women cuss you out. Like, the worst cuss outs I've ever had has been very phonetically and very intelligently, you know, composed. Mm-hmm. And, like, I had a girl tell me one time, she was like, yo, so you just not going to practice any type of decency, decorum, or couth in this restaurant today, are you? Nigga, you know, that hurts more than fuck you. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know what the fuck at the time decorum meant.
You know those
things? I didn't know what decorum meant.
You know those people in the courthouse and they be typing and then yeah. they gotta read the shit back? That's what women do.
Yeah. That's worse than getting
but
cussed out.
But it depends
out.
Though, because it's like, you know, I could be two different types of black women, because I could be Gabrielle Union from Mary Jane. You okay. know, very prim, proper, put together, business. Like, right. I'm not about to be crazy. The cops right. ain't gonna be called.
Or?
You know, I could be like Kayomi with Bow Wow and the like.
Who?
Is her name Kayomi?
Who the fuck is Kayomi?
The one was that they was scratching and he had the mugshot.
I don't know. You got talking about. I don't know.
It was the mugshot.
Oh, I don't know it. You know, I don't be knowing that shit.
Yeah, well, he got into an argument with his girlfriend, so it's
and
like
she scratched that nigga.
Yeah, but I guess he did stuff to her too. Either way, it got very loud and violent. But it depends on what a guy is saying to you. I feel like once they start coming at you aggressively and they feel like they don't.
A lot of times, y'all start the aggressiveness, and you know it.
I don't.
You don't. I'm talking about your sis and them.
Sometimes I'm mad.
Oh, so now you admit it.
A few times.
Y'all start the I don't give a fuck shit. And then next thing you know, here we are. Fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You don't care. That's okay. All right. So that, you know, let's talk. Let's here's the topic I want to get to. I think you like this topic.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of nigga I am. I'm gonna be honest.
Good.
I'm in your city nigga. So, like, I'm the guy who texts you maybe a couple of weeks in advance. You know, hey, you know, how you been? I'm keeping dialogue going. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in your city.
Right.
Now, the last time I did that, I'm not going to disclose the last time I did that, when mm-hmm. it was. But I'm going to tell you, I did I'm in your city. And the girl said, that's what's up. Enjoy.
She's tired of your shit.
Now.
How many times have you hit her with it?
That's not the point.
It is.
I'm
the
not
point.
Saying she's wrong for cutting me off.
She's not. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is I'm in your city, nigga. My question to you is, mm-hmm. How do you feel about I'm in your city, niggas? What do you do? Like, because the thing is, like, so every time I would hit her up and say I'm in your city, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? It was pussy on sight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden you switched. And mm-hmm. now you ain't trying to fuck, mm-hmm. and then here's part two to my speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I need 2 weeks notice that you no longer want to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm coming to your city, I need 2 weeks notice that you're not fucking so I can get somebody else. Do not tell me when I come to your city, hey, I'm going to be busy. Now you leaving me stranded, and now I gotta fill the void. And it's I can't fill the void that fast. Mm-hmm. See, you got a nice following on Instagram and Facebook. I got a nice following on Instagram. I can just, hey.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Who's in Baltimore? That's where I'm gonna be at next. Who's gonna be in Baltimore? Who's gonna be in Richmond? All right, somebody be like, yo, I'm there. Okay. Now, depending on what she look like, okay, let's hang out and we'll go from there. Mm-hmm. I don't like women who don't give 2 weeks notice. If you're going to quit me, bitch, you need to give me 2 weeks notice. And I mean written notice in a text. Don't call me and tell me that. Mm-hmm. I want to say, hey, dear Clint, this pussy is no longer yours when you come to this city. Mm-hmm. Please, thank you. God bless.
I feel it. And I'm so happy that it bothers you because I did that to somebody.
You did? Okay.
Yeah, so
how recent was that?
As you're talking, I'm getting to live through, like, I hope this nigga feel this way. Because you kind of get sick of it. You know, you want the 2 weeks notice of knowing whether or not she gonna let you fuck. But it's like, in between that time, I've had 2 months of not knowing when you're coming in town or when you're not coming in town or what's going on really between us.
See, it's different with me.
You haven't really, have you checked in, like...
Do I have to check? Like, okay.
Yes, because a lot be happening,
Cynthia,
with girls.
Let's role play.
I'll be at different places from 2 months now, from 2 months later. I'm at a different place.
Cynthia, let's role play.
Go ahead.
Let's role play real quick. All right. Let's say you live in, you're my Seattle chick.
Okay.
You live in Seattle. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be in Seattle today. What's today? Today, well, we're not going to take, today's actual date is August 19th.
Yes.
Okay. But when you hear this, it ain't August 19th. But anyway, so it's August 19th and I'm going to be in Seattle. I'm not going to be in Seattle this year, but let's say I'm going to be in Seattle September 19th.
Right.
Let's play through the text of how this works. Mm-hmm. All right, you ain't heard from now, mind you. I'm on tour. Mm-hmm. I do a city once a year. Mm-hmm. So after that year's up, you know. So you know, the last time we did Seattle actually was February was Valentine's Day weekend. Mm-hmm. So maybe next year Valentine's Day weekend I'm doing.
Right.
Okay. Anyway, so now, all right, you ain't heard you. You mean we check in here and there, but you really we not consistent.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I'm just dick though. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, Cynthia.
Why is this nigga texting me? What's a cute gif send?
Cute gif?
Yeah.
What cute gif are you sending?
It depends on the type of guy. You know what I mean? I'll send something that's in his, you know what I mean?
Okay, so cute gif. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nothing much. How you been?
Yeah, I really don't want to have this conversation.
You don't want to have this guy?
No, I would be like, because I was just like, what are we talking about?
Well, I got to ask how you doing before I hit you with the boom.
You're right. I don't like texting that much.
I noticed that. I would be like, I noticed that about you.
How you been? I would probably just be like, I'm good. Learning life lessons, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. Mm-hmm. How you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm coming to your city in 2 weeks.
We already fucked at this point or no?
We've already fucked. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm coming to your city in a few weeks. Can I see you? May I see you? I'm a may I see you, nigga.
May I see
you? May I see you? Because I'm not going to say I'm coming off the drop dick. I'm going to ask you, can I see you? Can I see you really means I want to fuck.
Right.
I want to see, yeah, but I'm not going to, I want to see you. Because I want you to feel like I want to see you.
Right, but why you want to make her feel like that when you?
But I do want to see. I just want to see
look,
you naked.
When you're just so then you need to say shit like that. Like that's like I've now can talk about it after having different types of relationships. One thing about that, what I've learned is within a couple of texts, you talk about sex like. You know what I mean? I miss that pussy. Or, damn, I miss you. Fuck me. Or, I want to do this to you. I want to do that to you.
But see, if I say I miss that pussy, the girls always hit me with the counter. Like, if you miss this pussy so much, why ain't you come get it?
Because I'm not going to be there. But when I'm going to be there, I'm going to pull up.
See, I feel like saying I want this pussy is so, I mean, I'm crass. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when I'm trying to set something up.
Right.
Let me set it up.
But what are you setting up exactly?
I'm setting up pussy. But but also when I'm in your city, it's not just pussy. I want to hang out with you too.
Yeah, you are a fuck boy.
How? I'm a fuck boy because I want to hang? We can't be like ladies, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this.
Yeah.
If let's say I come to your city and I'm fucking you. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm coming to your city. Mm-hmm. I'm fucking. Mm-hmm. And I want to eat breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I want to, you know, I don't want to explore the city. But we could do shit together. Why I got to be like, oh, I just fuck and then get out my room?
Because I don't want to really, either that or then we really going to become friends. And if we really want to become my friend, then okay, that's something we can do. But then how long is this going to last? Because then once I get in a relationship, and that's something that I had happen too. It's like I got in a relationship. So when that dude come to town, it's like you get no response because I'm in a relationship right now.
But I know you haven't fucking talked to me in three months. I know when you're in a relationship. I mean, I don't know when you personally are in a relationship, but I'm saying like most girls, you know when they got a boyfriend.
But she might be dating somebody seriously.
That's a good...
You text her and she laying in bed with him and it's like, oh, fuck, this random ass dude that I fucked 3 months ago is hitting me up. I ain't got the time.
You got time.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
You absolutely...
And let me tell you something else. I'm very moody. Like, the guy, he was like, you're bipolar. I'm like, probably. Because I'll be like, you know, if I'm in the mood or I miss you or I do want to say something, like, I will send, like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that, da-da-da. And then the day and the time may come, and I'll be like, oh, I'm good. I don't feel like it now.
So your pussy is moody, is what you're saying?
Yeah, because it'd be like, sometimes
you got
I want
moody.
Love.
You got moody pussy. Like.
Yeah, sometimes I really be like, nah, I really want somebody who love me. I really want somebody who care. And then sometimes I'll be like, man, let me just go ahead and do this real quick. You know what I mean? Just kind of reset my body. And just kinda,
reset your body?
Yeah.
Dick resets your body?
I mean, it doesn't, you know what I mean? It, like, it balances you out. You feel a little calmer. You just feel like, all right, cool.
How does dick reset your body? Please school me.
I think, I don't know, it's just something that your body reacts to when that happens, that it just, I don't know, it's like a mood lifter.
Okay.
You know?
You ever been in a bad mood and you had some dick and you're like, oh, this is cool?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay.
All the time. Yeah. It's just like anything else that feels good. It's like eating something good. It's like if you like smoking weed, it's like doing that.
Sandwiches don't make me feel better.
Never?
No.
You never had a bomb ass sandwich?
I had a bomb ass sandwich.
And been like, damn, this just re-energized me. I'm so happy I had this for lunch. I'm ready for these next
pussy two doesn't re-energize me either.
Oh, why? Now, y'all be sleepy.
Yeah, pussy don't re-energize. Like, hey, after I nut, I get off me.
Okay, not that.
Get off me, but like, why you trying to kiss? Like, I had a girl, you know, we fucked. She tried to kiss my back and kiss my shoulders, like, while I was asleep.
Aww.
And I'm like, get the fuck off me, yo. Like, get the fuck off me, yo. I'm sorry.
She probably was, like, trying to prep for round two or just still ready for it.
Nah, get off me.
Okay.
Get off me. Because here's the thing, right? Like, I go through post, what is it? Is it, like, post-nutpartum? Postpartum? Post-nut? Like...
So you just get sleepy?
I either get sleepy or I get really like I want to do other shit. I'm on the fence. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes I get sleepy, but sometimes I get to the point where I want to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I'm like, all right, bet I'm ready to work. Or or I want to shit. I want or maybe I want to call somebody else.
What?
Yeah, I've done that.
Damn, see now, if a girl did that, would you consider her a hoe?
No, she's not a hoe. I don't think anything women do is hoe shit. Here's what hoe shit is to me. If you fucking me because you want to roll in a movie or something like that, that's hoe shit. But that's you also using to get what you want. I understand that.
But whole shit would also be, or for money or something like that.
Yeah, like, but if you just fuck it, like
that's also Sin, what I
ever,
believe. Sin, too.
You ever fuck two niggas at the same time?
No.
That's not whole shit though.
All right.
As long as you protect yourself.
For me, I would just like, I would think that the two niggas, I'd be like, do you really want to see another nigga dig? Like, do you want to see another nigga come? If you do, I'm probably not the bitch for you. If you want to see another nigga come.
What do you mean another nigga come? What does that mean?
Because if you're fucking two guys at the same time and she's fucking with you, you know what I mean? Say you fucking her for the back and she giving him head and then he comes.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Do you want to
I'm see saying two that? Niggas at the same time, like, you got... Like Clint Dick and Rich Dick.
Right.
Like, let's say I'm not available. I'm on the road. Okay, I'm going to go get Rich Dick.
Oh, you mean in the same, like.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the same exact.
No,
exact.
But we can talk about that in a second, too, because I.
That's a lot. Like, I'm like, no.
That's a lot
oh,
of
you
dick.
Mean in the same time? Well, yeah, well, girls have different options.
Yep, I'm saying, have you been. Yeah, I think that's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But now, back, that's funny you mentioned that. So, I had a girl tell me, look, so the general consensus is. Two girls is a threesome. Mm-hmm. Two guys and one girl is a train. Right? Rich, am I right? Yeah. Two girls, fucking two, you man and two women is a threesome. Woman and two men is a train. I want to throw this out there. A woman and two men is also a threesome. I've changed my mind. I said that was a train before. But now I've seen the light. Ladies, if you want two dicks at the same time, that's a threesome. That's a threesome. That's a threesome.
I'm not even judging the girl wanting that. I'm judging the guy because I've heard that about two guys that I know. And it was like, yeah, they was all fucking this girl. And they was bragging about it. But in my mind, I'm just thinking, I'm like, y'all niggas saw each other's dicks. Like,
that's me. Weird. So here's me. I can't do that. I can't do that. I've never done that.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't, like, I gotta have the biggest dick in the room.
Okay.
I have to have the biggest dick in the room.
Okay.
I can't see this nigga dick and it be bigger than mine. Now I'm because then, okay. I mean, we've seen a girl with two dicks on pornos, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll see her like take the two dick.
Right.
And then
that's a whole gift. Go ahead.
But that's what they be doing. Right? Am I right or wrong though?
You're right.
But let's say if whoever got the bigger dick. She's on his dick more than my dick. So she's like, so instead of her doing, it's, and then my dick over here being left.
She's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm over here. Yeah. I'm over here.
And the director got to be like, don't forget Clint.
Right.
Don't forget Clint. She's right. Like,
you know. Right. Yeah. She said.
But you're still going to get your check, though, for the day.
But that's not the point, though.
No, I feel what you're saying.
I can't do two. I got to have the biggest dick in the room. If it's just me and you, I have the biggest dick in the room.
Right.
I know this. If it's me, you, and another chick, I know
right.
I have the biggest dick in the room. Somebody pulls out some shit I don't know about. But I can't do that, man.
Yeah, no.
I don't think it's a train anymore. So the question is, would you have a threesome with two guys, but would you have, and they're doing stuff with each other?
No.
Ooh, think about that.
No. I know some girls are okay with it. You know what I mean?
Like, can you imagine? So there's nothing sexier to me, right, than two women kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm in bed with two women and
they
kiss it, I'm like, hey, yeah, go ahead, eat her pussy. But can you imagine, like you fucking, your guy's fucking you,
mm-hmm.
and the guy's also sucking your nigga dick at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
That's not it.
That's not for me. That's not for me, you know, but people are into so much shit nowadays that I'd be like, whatever floats your boat, there's somebody really for everybody and everybody like every little bit of thing. I don't want a guy like that. But I realize a lot of niggas have sucked a lot of niggas' dicks in college. And
what?
Yeah. Whoa. Or let a guy do it to them.
Nah.
And
wait a minute,
I'm telling you, it'd be the fraternities.
When did you get this information?
I'm not.
You went to college.
No, I'm not gonna talk about when. It's people who have talked about it after.
This is the honest pocket. You can't do that. You don't have to say who said it.
Right.
So give me the story. Give me what happened. Give me the storyline.
Somebody was saying that it was like they let a guy do that to them in college, and they was like, it's not gay. It's college, and it's whatever.
So because it's college, it's not gay.
Yeah, and he didn't do it. He let a guy do it.
Have you ever let a girl eat you out?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Because it's crazy because, like, if a girl can eat another girl out.
Right.
And she's like, I let it.
And it's not a big deal to nobody at right. all.
I personally don't think you can't let a guy suck you off because.
I think it's okay, but once you do that, you buy a ticket to an arena that you're stepping into forever, which includes the LGBTQ
well, my thing is,
community.
You, right. My thing you know is, what I mean? A man, for you to get your dick sucked, you got to get yeah. hard.
Right.
There's no man that makes that like what like you know what I'm saying? Like what do you do?
But, I mean, people
I can't be
curious.
Hard in the room with another guy.
And then let him do that and it's whatever. But hey, it's like it is what it is. It happens all the time. It happens all the time.
I'm not saying it doesn't. That's just that's a lot.
But you know.
Speaking, I'm glad we're on this topic too, because every time you bring something.
But let's talk about something good that we do like.
What do you like?
What do I like?
What do you like?
Right now I like people who are honest. The most out of everything in life.
Okay.
I really like that.
How do you... Okay, who doesn't like honesty?
A lot of people don't like it.
Okay.
Because you have to prepare yourself to really have honesty. Like, I really, truly like it at this point.
What do you like about honesty? Give me... Like, let's go. Let's visit this in depth.
What I like about honesty is it's the only way that you can actually really grow, because you look at yourself in the mirror every day and you see a certain thing, but you don't get to see what everybody else sees all the time.
Right.
And people lie so much to everyone, just like even to say small lies, like you could be having a terrible fucking day. You're checking out some situation. Somebody's like, how's your day going? Good. Thank you. Like, that's a lie. Like, your day's not going good. You're not being honest.
So you like that.
And I'm not saying that you have to sit there and tell everybody your life story all the time.
Right.
But from your friends to everything, right. Be honest.
Here's why I don't like honesty right now.
Why?
Not right now, but okay. My last girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Three girlfriends ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only had three girlfriends in my life.
How long?
This was back in like 2007.
How long was your longest relationship?
About a year.
Oh damn.
I'm not out here. Like, yeah. I'm out here.
Go ahead.
I've been single my life more than I've been in a relationship.
Clearly.
So I had this chick, she cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
She cheated on me with a girl.
Okay.
And she was honest about it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
And thought that it wasn't cheating because it was a girl. Mm-hmm. I was super upset. Mm-hmm. Because now, when you go out with your friends, she's like, I'm now insecure about who you say you go out with your girlfriends, y'all get drunk. Your girl could fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now what am I like? You know, so I would have rather her keep that to herself. Don't tell me that. We broke up right after that.
Damn.
Cause she was like, "Yo, it's not cheating." I'm like, "Bitch, it's cheating."
Why didn't she just bring you in with the girl?
The girl don't like, cause the girl looked like me.
Oh, the girl. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Now I'm mad all over again. This bitch.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
No, that's a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah, like.
Because I feel like if I ever did that, it would be because it's like, all right, cool. Like, I would do that for my guy. It's not because it's like,
no,
I just
it was like
go
some
be with a girl on my own.
Listen,
and this and that. I was like, oh, no, women are attractive. And if I ever did that, I get it.
She was fucking with a nigga that looked like me.
Some girls really be.
And then, like, I don't want to be brought into that. Like, the other girl clearly didn't like dick at all.
So if she would have brought, if it was a girl who did and she'd have brought it in to you and been like, hey, this is something let's do together, you would have been okay with it.
I don't want to have a threesome with my girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I don't. Rich, what about you?
I wouldn't mind it. Depending on how long we've been together.
I don't want a threesome with my girl.
I feel like that's like a requirement a lot of men have for their wife nowadays.
Would you have a threesome with your husband?
It would have to be somebody that's so lit that it's just basically like, this is what we have to do. Like, it would have to be somebody that I'm like, oh, I just love you. Like, I can't imagine the guy. He'd have to be like, you know what I mean?
I don't know anything you just said.
if you dated, like, okay, if you're dating somebody like Drake or somebody like that who is
you ain't dating Drake.
Right, so that's what I'm saying,
though. Oh, so you're saying if you're dating like a...
If you're dating somebody like that, Clint where it's Coley. Like they got... Okay. If you got... No, if you got groupies like Drake, yeah.
I don't.
If you dating somebody who has all of these groupies, yeah. I think it's something like... I don't know if Gucci Mane and Keisha do that, but even Teyana Taylor and Iman, like, she's dating an NBA player. She's no... There's
I'm
hella groupies.
Sure. But so even she got kinda, hella groupies. She got she women groupies.
She do. So I think...
Would you fuck Teyana Taylor?
She's fine. She is fine.
Yeah, see?
She is. If she's nice, you know what I mean?
She's like...
I feel like neither of us would really be that nice to each other. Like, there's some girls who are just so overly nice. Like, hi, this and that, da, da, da. And that would probably who I have to be with because I'm so not that, like, aggressively on a girl.
Yeah.
That, you know, I feel like me and Teyana would just kick it. Like, what up? You know what I mean? I don't think it would be like, But there's some girls that just be like, damn.
So, speaking of groupies, I'm glad you asked that.
You got groupies?
No. I don't have... Well, we're not talking about me. Like, no, I don't have groupies.
Okay.
Do you have groupies? Male groupies?
It'd be dudes who be like, slide in my DMs.
Like, what does your DMs on a daily basis look like? I see your comments.
Yeah, no. Guys be like, I like you. Da, da, da. Let me take you out. When you in my
Have
city?
You ever let a nigga take you out from
no, this? No, that's Nobody. Dangerous. That's worse than online dating, you know?
Instagram is worse than online dating?
Unless, like, it would have to be, if it was somebody who I've known before or somebody who I've seen or who knows somebody I know who's known, then that's different. But just some random person, a private profile.
Okay,
pictures.
A private person. No, no, no. Okay.
Or even just not.
Let's just say,
like,
okay, let's say it's me. Not saying right. It's me. I'm saying, like, let's right. Say I'm a fan of yours, which okay. I am. But let's.
But
say,
I know you, though,
but
from
let's say
work.
But listen, let's say we never met.
But I know you from work.
Let's say I'm not a comedian.
Okay.
Like, I'm about to paint the picture.
Okay.
Let's say it's me. You know what I mean? I'm not a comedian. Mm-hmm. I'm just regular old Clinton. Mm-hmm. Right? But I got a profile. Mm-hmm. I got about 4,000, 5,000 followers. Mm-hmm. I have pictures of mm-hmm. me, and you can see me. I'm mm-hmm. not private. Mm-hmm. And I say, yo, since I'm a fan of yours. I think you're fine. I would love to take you out for bacon and eggs. No.
Decline.
Okay, why are you declining?
Because I don't want to date nobody through Instagram. That's not what I'm on there for. Especially like...
You know, who's on there... You're not at the bar to meet niggas, but guess what?
I'd rather that. Like, am I right? Like, it'd be though? Different though if you walked up to me and we had a bomb ass conversation at the bar, and then I was like, "Damn, you hella cool," and I gave you my Instagram, you gave me yours, and then we had met, and then I'm like, "Oh."
So you
got to
meet a nigga in person to go on a date with him.
Yeah.
When was the last time you went on a date?
When was the last time I went on a date? Fuck. When I was in a relationship. After that, I chilled.
When was your last relationship?
Like 7 months ago. Eight months ago? Yeah.
What happened?
We broke up.
Nigga, clearly. But what happened? Like, why?
It just didn't work out. You know what I mean? And it's like...
Is he out here in LA or...
Yeah. Okay. But it's just one of those things where it's like, well, you know, yeah, keep it pushing. But after that, like before that, I really was working on like the whole celibacy thing. And I kind of got sidetracked from that.
You became celibate during the relationship?
Before. And then I got into that relationship.
Then
and
you
so
was fucking.
Well, we got into a relationship. Yeah. And then after that, getting out of it, you know what I mean? I kind of like, after a little bit, I was like, yeah, after a couple months, I'm like, yeah, let me just get back on this.
I had a girl who canceled pussy on me in a relationship.
In a relationship?
We was in a relationship, and she was like, yo, I need to get closer to God. And
Oh, dang, that's a lie.
And let me tell you what happened. So, for me, I said, that's cool. I respect that. But if you, okay, you can't get on my nerves and then decide you want to stop. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were rocky, like... If we're in a good, fruitful...
That's why she was trying to break up with you.
Yeah, clearly. But if we were in a good, fruitful relationship...
That's all.
You know, I'm cool with...
If y'all was in a fruitful relationship, she'd have been fucking the shit out of you. She wanted to break up with you, Clint. It's fine.
Well, she succeeded, you bitch. I'm sorry, I'm just...
It's okay, though.
Is it?
It's okay.
Is it?
She wanted to.
Have you ever stopped? Have you ever stopped pussy while you, like, would you, did you, like, it was like.
All the time.
You stop?
I stopped pussy. I stopped promised pussy. I stopped communications. I stopped anything. At this point,
you think that's okay? You think that's healthy behavior?
I only do it to people, like, is one, like, you know, you'll call me and be like, oh, you ain't gonna pick up the phone. But it's like, you've done that to me before when I text you or I called you and you haven't responded. So
are you like a tit for tat person?
Not you, I'm saying. No, I'm a, once you set that boundary, you've now moved the line back to, oh, it's cool if we don't hit each other up and then re-hit each other up again. Oh, it's cool if you don't text me back and then the next day you're liking my Instagram picture. It's cool. Then now guess how you're gonna get treated. And it's not even in a disrespectful way. It's just a...
That's bogus as fuck.
This is a... Because when there's a friend who's there for you all the fucking time, you pick up the phone. When it's somebody who's wishy-washy, you send that bitch a voicemail if you're busy or you're tired or you're doing something else. But there's people where no matter what situation I'm in, I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to text back. I'm going to make sure I hit you back. But once you set up that boundary, it's like, nah.
I don't like that.
Why?
Because why you gotta, like, you know, this is so stupid, right? You motherfuckers these day and age, all y'all do, and I'm gonna sit up for this because I'm mad now.
Go ahead.
You motherfuckers always be on some shit like, whatever energy you on is what I'm on. And it's like, nah, I'm above that. I'm not on that energy.
Right.
I'm on my own energy. Nice energy. Like, if I think, like, you know what I mean? Like, unless you give me a reason not to just stop fucking, why do, like, oh, well, she don't text, so she ain't text me first day, so I ain't gonna text her. Like, that, how childish is that?
No, I'm not doing it to be like.
I'm not saying you are, I'm just saying, like, you're sissing them.
No, because it'd be the same people where it's like, sometimes you don't text me back, and I'll text you back and be like, hey, you didn't hit me back. Like, what's good? What's going on?
Do you,
like,
say you didn't hit me back?
Yes.
Oh.
And I'll be like, you didn't say nothing. Like, what's up? Am I going to see you tomorrow? Like, hey, we talked about this. Like, what's going on? You know what I mean? I'm very aggressive. I don't mind this. And it's something I want to talk to you about because
please.
You always talk about girls shooting their shot.
I do. You don't look like you shoot your shot.
I do. I'm very aggressive. I like to.
When's the last time you shot your shot, Sin?
All the time.
When's don't say all the time. Well, give me the specific time you shot your. Give me the last time you shot your shot.
Well, I've been chilling on dating, but right before I stopped, like, so it would be probably about like 5 months ago. But that's when I was like still.
But you shot your shot 5 months ago.
Yeah, when I was like dating and talking.
What did you do?
I was just like, hey, like, you know, just so you know, I like you, like that.
That was it.
Yeah.
And what'd he say?
And he's like, oh, dang, like, da-da-da. And I was like, yeah, like.
No,
yeah.
No, what is da-da-da-da-da? What the fuck is da-da-da?
Because I didn't want to say the conversation verbatim.
Well, he don't. Does he listen to the podcast?
No, probably not. But he was like, oh, like, basically, what's up? Like, what you saying, you know?
So
like,
he was feeling what you was talking about?
Yeah, I knew that he liked me. So then I was like, you know.
That's not really shooting your shot then. If you know the nigga likes you, that's
but
not.
But I didn't know for sure because he never said it.
But you knew, though.
No, just because I could tell by the way he looked at me, but it was still somebody I had, like, worked with in a way. So it wasn't like.
Okay.
It was always a professional setting. So okay. I was definitely crossing the boundaries of the professional setting. It was never nothing.
Right.
You know, like that. So, yeah, so I was like, you know, I like you, this and that, whatever. So we started flirting off of that. But what I realized with that is women expect to be chased, and we know how to handle being chased. So when a guy shoots his shot at you and he tries at you, we still act like a girl. We still do whatever. When you shoot your shot at a guy, they really don't know how to handle it. And I think they get such big heads about it that it's like, y'all don't know how to be chased, because then you really act like the prize instead of being like, no, I'm building a bridge of communication. I'm not chasing you, my nigga. So you don't need to feel like you're up here, because what I don't want to do is bring you back down the fuck here, which is where I'm at. And I'm just alley-ooping. I'm throwing you the ball to see what's good. Stop.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you.
from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
And that's how I feel about y'all. And that's why I think it's hard for women to shoot their shot.
So basically what you're saying is shooting your shot is not really, you're shooting your shot just to let you know I'm interested, now you do the work.
It's not you do the work. Like I said, let's build a bridge. Have you ever built a bridge?
No, I've never built a bridge in my life. I don't.
An emotional, mental, physical bridge I'm talking about. With a woman, like, now let's open communication to link up and be comfortable and try to get to know each other and see what we can do. Let's go. But what I'm not doing, I'm not over here chasing you, and I'm not
What is
overly...
chasing, though? What is chasing? So, because I'm not chasing you either, Sin.
Right.
I'm not chasing you either.
Right.
I'm telling you, listen, Rich, are we, listen, fellas, 2019, 2020, whenever, we're not chasing nobody, yo. We'll listen.
You don't have to chase nobody, but you should build your half of the bridge.
But I do. Y'all don't build y'all half of the bridge. What's like, you know.
Clint, you hit me after 2 months with our metaphorical text, after 2 months with how you been. Oh, dry ass, that's one brick, nigga. Like, you gotta, come on, like, you gotta build a real half a bridge here.
Right.
Y'all be so uncomfortable.
That was a hypothetical thing, by the way. I never shot my shot.
Yeah, no, we're just hypothetical. But I'm saying, like.
Well, that's for my other bitches that listen to this podcast.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. Go for it. Clint is ready for you, honey. No, but it's like build your half of that. You know what I mean? And then not to bring up what you said, but you talk about the girl and her messing with her friend. Like, her friend probably has so many bricks built into that friendship where it's like, y'all don't be trying to just be people's friends no more. Y'all
Man,
be
we,
so
we,
like...
we talked about that. My girl Kiki came on the podcast, talked about that bullshit.
I'm just saying, like, just check in on me, because emotionally I be going through shit, and maybe a text.
Do you check in? Do you check in?
I try to, but
yeah.
You know.
See, like, hey, women, y'all want what y'all can't give.
No, y'all be acting so busy that it be like, all right.
Are you busy?
Yeah, and I.
How
do
busy
like,
are you? Like, let's keep it a beat, son. Like, you, how long did it take you to get you on this podcast?
A minute, but the whole thing is though, whenever we text, I would text back the same day.
Yeah. But we also not like that either, though.
Right. So I'm saying, like, that's still the same speed of my texting. Like, I'm going to
text. So if you like me, you
going
to text back fast.
Within the same day. And if I'm sitting
The same
there,
day is a long ass time.
It
it's 24 hours in a day.
If I'm going somewhere, if I'm filming, if I'm doing something, if I'm thinking about somebody else. If I'm just sitting here, not somebody else in a way like that. But, like, if I'm just sitting here and I'm just on my phone and I'm texting, I don't really like phone calls like that no more.
So what do you like? You don't like texting, you like phone? What the fuck do you like? Let's talk about what you like.
I like a real connection, like,
but,
you know.
But well, how do you get that if you can't talk, if you can't text? You are difficult. You are part of the problem out here.
I'm really not.
Yeah, you are. I don't
know.
You are.
No, I'm not. I'm a part of the solution, and everybody keep making problems for me.
Okay, well, what makes you part of the solution?
What makes me part of the
solution?
What
makes you easy? Not easy in
Yes, I'm the best of both worlds because I'm an alpha female when it comes to my life and my business and how I carry myself.
I agree.
To the public and to my working environment and everything. But I like to and I crave to be submissive in my personal life to the male that I'm with. So I want to be led. I want to listen. And I do want to be a girl and I want to be feminine. And I do want to have that other side of me that I can't really show to the world. This is who I want to be vulnerable to. And that's being a solution. The hard-headed Cynthia who has to command a set or has to tell people yes or no or move around in a certain way or be whatever, or be mean or just talk shit on the behalf of females because I've had to deal with shit. That's Cynthia over here. But then behind the scenes and in my personal life, like, I'm very pliable. And so that's why I feel like...
Pliable?
Yes.
Like, first of all, shout out to that. Fellas, Cynthia is officially pliable. If you don't know what pliable means, don't even try to talk to her. All
right? Right. Facts.
Pliable.
Period.
Well, here's the thing. I hear you. I think that the problem. I think for me, man, like let's dive into the submissive thing real just for a second.
Yes.
this shit is such a slippery slope because I see women all the time. Like, submissive is hard, man. Submissive women is, it's hard, man. Like, really getting a submissive woman is not easy, yo. You motherfuckers don't listen. It's just the bottom line. The thing is, though, it's like, well, I need a man who's worth listening to. But the problem is, you know, when do you decide he's worth listening to?
Let me tell you something.
That's a good question. When do you, hey, Rich, am I right or wrong? When do you decide that a nigga's worth listening to?
I'm going to tell you when. So, we're trying to get through life, right? Me and you, once we become partnered up or once we fuck it with each other, we're on the same team. Now,
so you don't listen before we're on the same team?
No, I'm doing my own shit. But once we start fucking around and we decide that we're on the same page pretty much, right, and it's me and you, it's like, boom. Now, we're on this team. If I'm playing the submissive role, I'm like the player. You got to be the coach. If you look at like the Coach Carter speeches and how he talked, he inspired his players. If you want a woman...
Sorry, somebody's buzzing.
Go ahead.
No, I'm listening.
If you want a woman to be submissive to you, then you need to be her coach and you need to talk to her like all those great speeches that you see that so you inspire the team to play great. It's all about how you talk to your woman. It's all about how you communicate.
Listen, man, I'm not Greg Popovich, all right? I'm not a coach.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods. Local flavors.
I'm not a coach.
Well, that's why nobody, no women listen to you.
No. Women listen to me.
What women be listening to you about?
That's so specific. Nah, like, I set the tone, man. I let women know, like, listen. All right, so I had to tell a girl, you know, I was like, look, I hear you. I feel you. I feel that you're not in a good space right now.
Right.
But what you're not going to do is you're not going to take your attitude out on me.
Okay.
All right? You're not going to use me as your punching bag.
Okay.
And I'm not going to use you as my punching bag.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And we're going to, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And she was like, okay. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
But that, to me, that's not coaching. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, coaching is like, I'm telling you what, or I'm moving you in the right place or different places at the mm-hmm. different times. That's not my style. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But also, I think listening, we shouldn't have to be, so what, but let's really define what is listening.
Mm-hmm.
What is listening? Because my thing is like, the thing is, guys and girls, we, you know, what is being submissive, I guess? Because me, I don't need a woman who listens, per se, because I don't, because I'm not putting my foot down every 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Like, I'm not always like, it's this, this is the law. Like, I'm not a law guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm pretty much let me hear what you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna hear what I got to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's move forward amicably.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need a woman to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need submissiveness per se, but mm-hmm. I do need you to allow me, like, okay, so I don't like when women, like, I don't like when you don't allow us to be a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, there's things that we do that we want to do and you don't allow it.
Like, so, what?
Like, all right, like, I remember, you know, I was dating this chick. She was in college. Well, not in college, but she was in her grad school. And I was like, yo, I want to buy you, like, she was like, yo, you know, textbooks are a little expensive. Yo, let me buy you a textbook. Let me buy one of your textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
That's like $150, $200.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, we're talking, like, we're not together, but we like right at the end point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, why are you not going to let me buy you a textbook? Why can't you let me do something nice for you?
Right.
That's letting.
What did she say?
Oh, she just like, I don't need nobody.
Did she end up getting her textbook?
No.
Oh, damn. Well, she
that bitch failed that class, too. That's what the fuck you get, by the way.
Yeah, that was just... I mean, that's such an extreme example, though. And at the same time...
That's an example, though.
That's not being a man. That's being a good person, because I've been in situations like that where I've helped guys I was dating or talking to in the equivalent of that.
It's different than a woman... A woman helping a man is different than a man helping a woman.
It's harder.
A woman... Because, yeah, we
they don't know how to accept it.
Because we want to provide.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying, but don't tell me you don't need nobody. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You know that's bullshit. You need somebody.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know why she didn't want to feel like she owed you something. I don't know what vibe
you don't owe me no fucking textbook, bitch. Like you don't owe me. Like a textbook, that's an investment. I believe, that's me saying I believe in you. A textbook.
How did you say it, though?
She was complaining about textbooks being expensive.
And were you like, I mean, shit, if you got a problem with, like, how
that's
did
not
you
what
say
I said. I not, as, again, you think, see, shit, if you got a problem, like, that's not even how I talk.
Or were you even making a big deal, like, if you got a thing, then what I'm going to do to help
no,
you?
No, that's not what
is,
I said.
And made a big old fucking no, presentation that's not what
for
she
it. Gave me, she kept telling me how much the textbooks is expensive, right? Mm-hmm. The very next day, I said, hey, I was thinking about you last night, and I heard mm-hmm. I was thinking about you this morning. Mm-hmm. You said that the textbooks are expensive. How would you feel if I bought you one textbook? Mm-hmm. And she was like, I don't need your help.
Well, a lot of people be having issues and personal things. You know, who knows what her personal life was with her parents. And
right.
So what she had to do to get there.
So what you're saying is you listen. You would listen.
I do like to listen, but also if it's like, if we're
but there's always
a
but.
Ship.
Did
and
you
I
listen to your last
like
boyfriend? Did you listen to him?
On certain things, I tried to, but then he'd be like, you're an alpha female, and I can't tell you what to do. And I'm like, that's not true. I actually do like being submissive, but I want to be led the right way. What I'm not going to do is wander through the fucking wilderness. Like, I got to see the signs of where we're going.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who do you date? Do you date like entertainers, other entertainers?
I don't want to date anybody in front of the camera no more. I want to date people who are like behind the camera.
Well, your last boyfriend, was he?
A lot of people that I've dated, yeah, most have been, you know, people do a lot of everything, but or have had a desire to be talent or
right. Now, how public. Does because me, I've never dated. I don't date women on camera either.
A lot of people don't. You know, a lot of guys don't.
I don't, and but not because I don't. I wouldn't like if I right. Like if you and I ended up talking every day and then we fell out. I ain't nothing I can do about that.
Right.
You know, what I mean? I think the problem is especially being comedians. Like it is, people act like it's not a competition, but unfortunately, like.
Bless you.
God damn. Can you give me a tissue? I'm sorry, buddy. I just sneezed. I'm not feeling good. I'm feeling sick. I'm being
oh,
honest
no,
with you.
No, it's that airport life.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Like, every time I...
Did you start taking vitamin C pills?
I just took some emergency today, yo.
Yeah.
And I feel awful. Like, I'm not going to hold
that
you.
That vitamin C, that zinc.
Yeah. But no, gotta but like honest. My thing is you dating guys...
Drink apple cider vinegar.
I have some in my what's the name? But go ahead. No, but tell me, like, so you said you wouldn't date nobody in front of the camera.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I'm just kind of over that because guys who are in front of the camera or want to be public figures in any type of way. Go ahead. No.
Man, I turned my mic off for that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Or, you know, want to be public figures in any type of way. I think it's uh-huh. a certain level of attention that their personalities need to survive. Like, we're all like plants, you know?
Yeah,
and we need certain things to water and
yeah,
feed us.
Yeah, I agree.
Certain plants need this amount of water, that amount of water.
Right, inside the house, outside the house. I agree.
And I think the male plants that be, you know, entertainers and in front of the camera need a lot of attention water. And what's not good for relationships, especially when men who aren't used to getting attention in high school or most of their life get a lot of attention. They crave and they need to catch up.
I agree.
And I ain't got the time for it.
That's the difference between, I think, me and other comedians.
Yeah.
Because I got attention in high school.
Oh, well, that's good.
Like, I wasn't, like...
Pressed.
Yeah. So, like, now that, you know, when a girl's... Like, I didn't have trouble getting girls growing up. Like, that was never, like... I mean, yeah. I mean, girls always played me. Girls, I didn't... You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I wasn't... I personally wasn't, like... It wasn't a big deal for me growing up. Like, I used to... I got girls before I was a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess that's where you got to really dig into guys' backstory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, how many guys do you know, like he wasn't, like... Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, being funny validates him.
Yeah, it's not... not even being funny. It's just really the, because a lot of guys are funny too, but they're funny still in random cities. Like, you know what I mean? They're not pursuing a career in entertainment,
but
they still can walk into a room and get attention for being funny.
Right.
And those are different than the guys who do it for a living.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's just a certain type of thing. But those are the funnest people to be around. So I'm like, I just need me somebody who, you know, is just cool to kick it with, who I can depend on, who's loyal, who thinks, you know, a lot of these niggas are corny, and just has my back, thinks I'm trill.
You
and just
thinks
with
you're
me.
Trill. You are Jesus.
If he, hey.
He's the guy for you.
Come back.
He's
I'm
dependable.
Here.
He's
I don't
loyal.
Know if trill is on the list.
Jesus is trill. Jesus is definitely trill.
I wanted a neck tattoo too, so I don't know if Jesus got that. But no, I feel like guys who are in front of the camera, they need a certain type of girl. And I think girls who are in front of the camera, I've realized, need a certain type of guy.
And what kind of, and
that's somebody who can just have your back more and who's not really concerned. Like, when I'm in a relationship, I like to have one door of communication. So if guys are hitting me up or girls are hitting you up or whatever, like, we just know what the fuck is going on. We can move as one, and we got to move a certain way. If not, then I'd rather just move by myself and do what the fuck I want. Because what I'm not going to do no more is be worried about what nobody's doing.
Right. I agree.
That shit stresses you out.
I agree.
And then y'all, men like you in the entertainment industry who like, I'm just going around hitting up Seattle hoes 2 weeks before I pop in the city. I ain't a fucking with niggas like that. And then it's like,
For
real, that I'm caught up in this whole thing. And then it's like, you know what? It's not even worth caring about.
Well,
I got to be focused on what I got to do.
Here's the thing. Clint Coley. We're just talking about me. I personally, like, first of all, this girl always talks about how comedians ain't fine and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Who says that?
My friend Mel. She's a comedian. She's like, comedians ain't fine. And I'm like, you know? But then when you think about it, I'm like, I see where she's coming from. Like, Dave Chappelle's not fine. Chris Rock's not fine.
I mean, I get it.
You know what I mean? But for me, I'm going to say this. I'm single. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm in your city type nigga.
Right.
The moment this podcast.
But you don't even want a relationship. You want to be a fuck boy. So
what makes me a fuck boy?
Why'd you name your podcast that? What doesn't?
Ah, see, that's how I know y'all don't listen to the podcast.
No, I mean, I know you have a deeper meaning for it.
It's not a deep meaning. Like, it's called advice from a fuck.
Really.
No, listen, it's called advice from a fuck boy. Because, and I always explain this, because we've all been fuckboys, and I'm giving you the fuckboy perspective.
Right.
I'm currently not a fuckboy, because you know why? Mm-hmm. I'm not lying to get pussy.
Right.
I tell you straight up, this is what I want, this is how it is, and leave it.
So now you're a fuck man.
No, it's like, I'm just honest. You like honesty.
Right, but I think to me, like, what is a fuckboy, even beyond just
if you're lying,
like, it's just really is just the lack of, and it goes past even just a guy-girl relationship, you know what I mean? It's like, just in your life in general,
the lack of
acting
what,
like a fuckboy.
Well, what is a fuckboy outside of lying up to get pussy? Because that's to me all it is.
It's how you act with your friends.
You could be a fuckboy with your homeboys?
Yes.
How?
Hell yeah.
You got to give me an example.
Some nigga who sit there and put some shit on Snapchat who is like, you never come out the house, so you putting some shit from the party that you ain't supposed to put on there. That's fuckboy shit.
Wait, what?
Somebody who sit there.
I'm a grown ass man. I'm not putting no shit on Snapchat.
Okay, well, people do that.
What are you talking about? What do you mean putting shit on Snapchat that's not
true? Like, say it's a party and it's some shit that you're not supposed to, like, put out there. Like, a fuckboy is going to, like, post some shit about you
personally. What is
some
shit you're not supposed to put out there?
Even the shit like, well, who was it? D'Angelo Russell who snitched?
Okay, that was fuckboy shit.
Right, but that's with friends, though. That's just one example.
But D'Angelo Russell's also, like, 22. Like, he's not.
He's a fuckboy, though.
I was a fuckboy at 22.
Okay.
I'm 32 now.
Okay.
So
you don't want to die a fuckboy?
No, who wants to die?
I'm just asking.
I'm not long-lived a fuckboy.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
Can I go to the bathroom real quick?
We about to actually wrap up.
Okay, cool.
We about to wrap. I feel you do. I see you doing the pee-pee dance.
Yeah.
I get it. And you've been drinking.
I have, and water too. And I was drinking water and coming
Yeah,
out.
I get it. So this is the segment called Ask Clint.
Yes.
People ask me dumbass questions. I give them dumbass answers. I give my advice.
I really can't go to bed because I've been holding it for hella long.
We literally almost done, though.
Okay.
We almost done.
Okay.
Because then we got to stop the tape.
I feel it.
Then
you got to stop that.
Yeah. Like,
so ask me, Clint. Go ahead.
No. They asked me.
Oh.
And then I'm going to get your advice.
Okay.
And then you're going to get my advice. They're going to get your advice.
Okay.
And then we out. It says, "Hey, Clint." People always do that. They say, "Hey, Clint."
Hey, Clint.
They say, "Hey, Clint." So the other day, I went on a date with this girl. The entire time I was on a date with this girl kept talking only about herself and never asked me anything. I want to know, is this a red flag or should I try to continue so we can continue the date? Okay. That's a dumbass question, but whatever. Bro.
Can I give my advice first and I can go to the bathroom and then you can wrap it up?
No, because you got to walk across the camera.
Damn. Okay, go ahead.
But go ahead. Give your advice.
I would just say it depends. You know what
I
mean?
You want to pee in this cup?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
But I would say that it's like you should have listened and been more specific about what she said, because she could have been saying something to try to impress you, which means she really likes you. Or she could have been talking about something emotional, which means maybe she just needs more friends, or she's just being, you know, whatever. Or she could have been talking about some deep shit and some epiphanies, which means she's a thinker. Y'all just hate to fucking listen.
That's not it. He said the entire date. The entire.
How long was the date? Motherfuckers be thinking going and getting 30 minutes of coffee.
How long
is
the date? A date for me, I'm pretty sure they went out. Listen, now this is somebody who likes to talk and talks about himself a lot. I'm sorry. I get it. I think that you should not talk to her. I think he should move on.
Oh, damn.
Because she didn't ask him anything about himself. So she's not interested in getting to know him. She's interested in just hanging out and just, you know what I mean? She's not interested in trying to get to know him. That's my issue. If you're not interested in trying to get to know somebody, then that's it. Bottom line. You know what I'm saying? So we about to wrap up, ladies and gentlemen, because Cynthia, we've been here for over an hour, and Cynthia has to pee.
Yeah, I hope this is good. We talked about a lot.
We did. What did you learn today? That's my last. We always ask, what did we learn today?
What did I learn today is that even though men like you who like to talk the most shit, y'all really just all still have emotions.
Yeah,
and y'all really all, you know, just still have feelings.
I do.
You want women to make you feel good.
And I do.
When we see y'all be wishy-washy and not really that committed to us and hit us up every 2 or 3 months, we just be so like, y'all don't give a fuck about us. We gonna be even more. We don't give a fuck about y'all.
Tit for tat. That's so mature.
Nah, it's just us trying to be strong and survive in the jungle.
Oh,
but
we're a jungle now?
Life's a jungle. And we all in it trying to survive, but we're not in the
you
cavemen,
sound like
cavewomen
Melly Mel
days.
Right now.
Now cavemen have theirs, and I'm in my cave being a cavewoman trying to hold my shit down. So when you be dipping in and out my cave, you know, I feel some type of way. But you still have emotions coming in and out
Fuck
of
your
it.
Cave,
so
Cynthia.
Just know that. And, you know, if you're a woman who likes to play on that, just realize you can still use these emotions against them. Or if you're a woman who likes to attached to guys' emotions, you know, to stick it out. That's what I learned.
But I learned today that you are not a part of the problem. You are a part of the solution.
I'm pliable, baby.
But you're pliable and you're full of shit, though. But I love you.
Oh,
and I think you're a great person. Damn. I think you're a great comedian. I think you're a great actress. I think you're a great writer. I want you to keep going. But you ain't shit, just like me. You're the humble ain't shit version of me. Bottom line. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to a new episode of Vice. Tell them where they can follow you at real quick.
Y'all can follow me at Cynthia Lucia, CynthiaLuciette everywhere.
Right. Keep following the podcast. Keep sharing the podcast. Also, Dallas, I'm going to be at the live, doing a live podcast August 28th. Cynthia, you doing a live podcast?
Yeah, I'm going to
Cynthia
come
is officially
through.
Doing a live podcast August 28th.
Yeah.
That is at the Arlington Improv. Get your tickets. We coming through. See y'all later. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. All right, Cynthia, go pee.
Bye. Yes. You want to keep it real. You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to advice from a football. I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes.
Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.